Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. We're currently witnessing a number of far-reaching scientific breakthroughs. New technological developments can have a positive impact on weapon systems. For instance, they hold the potential to improve the implementation of international humanitarian law. But new technologies can also lead to new types of conventional weapons or result in new means and methods of warfare, which may present humanitarian challenges. My delegation spoke about opportunities and challenges presented by S&T at last year's review conference, where we also introduced a working paper on this issue. We argued that some of these developments will be relevant to the convention, and we proposed that the CCW finds ways to further explore the issue. We're therefore pleased to have an agenda item this year to consider how S&T relevant to the convention may be addressed under the convention. This is, in our view, a very timely discussion. S&T developments are now being discussed in various forums. They're referred to as emerging technologies, as frontier issues, or as disruptive technologies, etc. Various organizations, institutions, and conventions are considering the opportunities and the challenges and are exploring ways to stay fit for the purpose in light of a rapidly changing world. For instance, several delegations referred earlier this week to the Indian Consensus Resolution, which launches an assessment of the potential impact of science and technology developments in the broader context of international security and disarmament. In this context, it seems only natural that we should also focus on S&T developments relevant for the CCW, that is, convention-wide. With your permission, Mr. Chair, I would like to invite a colleague of our delegation to make a very short presentation aimed at raising awareness of the broad range of technological developments underway and to highlight examples of pertinent technologies in order to illustrate S&T developments that could become relevant to our convention.